Former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, has been granted bail by a New York judge and is to be held under house arrest while he awaits trial on 7 counts of sexual assault and attempted rape. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Strauss-Kahn is scheduled to be released from prison later today and held under house arrest while he awaits trial. The prosecutor, District Attorney Cyrus Vance, explained the gravity of the charges.
Based on the grand jury's determination that the evidence supports the commission of non-consensual, forced sexual acts. The defendant was indicted on all of the charges presented to the grand jury, including criminal sexual act in the first degree, a Class B violent felony, and attempted rape in the first degree, a Class C violent felony.
Strauss-Kahn's bail has been set at $1 million. Yesterday, he resigned his position as head of the International Monetary Fund and renewed his claims of innocence. Meanwhile, the acting managing director of the International Monetary Fund, John Lipsky, has been focusing on the resilience of the IMF and the process for picking a new managing director for the Washington, D.C.-based organization.
There's been agreement among our membership that the process of selection of managing director should be open, transparent, and merit-based. It's probably not so widely remembered that in the past selection processes, there have been multiple candidates, some of them from emerging market economies, countries. Hopefully that open means open. Hopefully open doesn't mean open to some. So that cuts all ways. Open means open. Hopefully it will be reasonably transparent, and the goal is to produce an effective leader for the institution.
The IMF board is expected to meet later today. A number of EU countries have been calling for Strauss-Kahn to be replaced with a European, with many officials backing the French finance minister. China, Brazil, and other developing countries are trying to open up the selection process at the institution, which represents 187 member countries. The United States, which has the largest share of votes for a single country, has so far made no public statement on the matter. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.